President Biden will not face charges in connection with the classified documents that were found at his home and at a think tank office in Washington, D.C. But the Justice Department special counsel did find evidence that Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials as a private citizen after he was vice president. Special counsel Robert Hur released his report today after more than a year of investigating the matter. NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas has read that report, is with us in the studio. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
It's almost 350 pages. Give us the highlights.
Well, the main headline, of course, is what you mentioned at the top. Special counsel Robert Hur concludes that no charges are warranted here. That's the good news for the White House. But there's also a pretty sharply critical assessment of Biden's handling of classified materials after he left the vice presidency. The report says, for example, that Biden willfully retained classified materials. That includes documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan. It also includes notebooks that date to his time as vice president. These contain Biden's own handwritten notes about national security, foreign policy issues, notes that were taken during intelligence briefings with Obama at the White House, according to the report. But the even bigger issue here is the report says Biden also disclosed some classified materials. On at least three occasions, the report says Biden read classified entries from his notebooks to his ghostwriter, who is working with on a memoir.
So, Ryan, if the special counsel found that Biden willfully retained classified documents and disclosed some materials, why does the special counsel also say that no charges are warranted here?
Right. The report says the evidence doesn't establish Biden's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. It says a jury could conclude that Biden had made an innocent mistake in keeping these materials. In the case of the notebooks, the report says the evidence doesn't prove that Biden intended to break the law. It's not clear that he knew the passages he read to his ghostwriter were classified. Biden also cooperated with this investigation. He was interviewed by Hur's office. And the report says Biden told prosecutors emphatically that the notebooks are, quote unquote, my property, and that every president has done the same thing, kept handwritten notes from their time in office, a point that the special counsel in the report concedes. The report also describes Biden as a, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory, close quote. It says he had trouble remembering timelines and details, and the report says it would have been tough to convince a jury that they should convict Biden of a felony that requires a mental state of willfulness.
Any response from the White House yet to this?
Well, the White House has said that it disagrees with a number of what it calls inaccurate and inappropriate comments by the special counsel. They have separately pointed to the comments on Biden's memory. White House lawyer Richard Sauber emphasized that Biden did cooperate with this investigation. He said mistakes are made when packing up documents. It's unfortunate, but it happens. Biden also addressed the report in remarks at a meeting for House Democrats in Virginia. He said that he was pleased with the report's conclusions, and he pointed in particular to the special counsel in the report drawing distinctions between Biden's case and the case against former President Trump, who, of course, is facing criminal charges for his own handling of classified documents after leaving office.
What are those distinctions between the cases, according to the special counsel?
Well, according to the special counsel, Hur points out that Trump was given several chances to return classified documents, allegedly refused to do so. Trump is also charged with actively trying to obstruct the investigation and trying to get others to destroy evidence. Biden, in contrast, Hur notes, voluntarily turned over documents that were found, and he cooperated with Hur's investigation.
That is NPR's Ryan Lucas. Thank you.
Thank you.